Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sensing Spirit with Kristen and
Me. Hi.
yeah, we're so super excited. I mean, I'm pumped about this episode. I was just telling Kimmy, like, I'm so jacked over this particular topic because it's something that hits very close to home for me. So, hi, Robert. Please, if you're here, let us know in the comments. And
Hello.
in the hi, Carol. Hi, Mama.
Oh.
And let's talk about what's in y'all's cups. So let us know in the comments what you've got. Hi, Terry.
What am I doing?
What are you drinking, Kimmy?
I think, and the reason why I don't know for sure, I think so. I think it's brown sugar crumble. Let me try it, hold on.
Yeah, brown sugar crumble.
Oh yeah. Mango drink. That sounds
I
good.
got cranberry drink.
Ooh. I'm gonna have to switch from the coffee because I'm up until like 2 o'clock in the morning and I still have to get up for 8 o'clock work. But because, oh no, I'm not even gonna say anything because I'm on video. I'm not telling on myself.
You can say
I
anything you want.
have to
Oh, a mini Coke Zero tonight. All
You
right.
know, I haven't had soda in a while. That sounds good, actually.
Oh, the soon to be out of season watermelon wine. I
It's,
can't.
I was gonna say, is it though? If you can find it online or something, it's never out of season. My boyfriend always says you can't drink pumpkin spice all year round. Excuse me, my fiance, can't drink pumpkin spice all year round because it's seasonal. I'm like, no, if I can buy it, I'm drinking it all year round, and I do. I don't play by the rules.
I agree. The cinnamon bun coffee or the cinnamon roll, I'm sorry, cinnamon roll coffee that I love so much that I drink every morning. It started out with like Dunkin' Donuts of cinnamon flavor that they had, and they only had it seasonally, and I was like, oh hell no, I'm gonna go find this someplace else, and ended up coming across something even better when
That's how I started. Like, it was all Dunkin' Donuts. I was like, oh my God, it's so good. And this one particular Dunkin' Donuts would keep it for as long as they possibly could for me. And then once I moved to a different job, it was like, all right, I have to find it somewhere else. And now Green Mountain, shout out, all year round.
Yes. Those subscription orders.
That discount girl.
Okay, let's jump into the topic.
Well,
So
can you guys, I'm sorry, can you guys share this out on your pages so that we can have a few more viewers because today is going to be a really good show. I feel it. Let's share it with
it's just
everybody.
gonna happen. And but it's okay, even if because we get a lot of people that play the videos back. And this is still gonna be applicable to them
It
if
is, yep.
during the playback, as far as like what we're going to do, what the treat was, I think you said in your post.
Prize.
Yeah. So healers, are they channeling divine energy or pure bullshit? I think we should start with thank you, Terry. We appreciate you sharing
Thank you.
it. I think we should start with what exactly is healing and the types of healing that we do and give a little bit of an explanation on that. So, Kimmy, I will let you take that away for a bit.
Sounds good. So there's energy healing. So we have spiritual, emotional healing, physical healing. What else? There's something else I'm missing. But so there's Reiki types of things. So that's like an energy healing. So it's kind of, I don't want to say surface, but I would say definitely kind of like emotional and really tapping into like the aura and getting into like the chakras and stuff, which then in turn helps physical healing. There's shamanic healing, there's the tapping, if you've ever heard of tapping, where it's like you're kind of doing one of these numbers, and I know it sounds weird, but what you're doing is you're subconsciously changing your thought patterns and ultimately healing yourself. So there's a plethora of different healings. There's angel healings where you call in the angels to help you. there's going deep dives and doing like journeying with shamanic healing. So sometimes you have traumatic experiences throughout your life and parts of your soul, they say, kind of like break off. So what you do is you go in and you heal those little fragments, bring them back to the whole. And so that, you know, ultimately helps the person. So there's so many different types of healings, but I think what they all have in common is that they're being channeled from a higher power, if you will, a higher source. Not to say that other, you know, people don't have their own individual healing, but if you want to do it the proper way where the healer or the person who is the channel healing, the practitioner is not releasing any of their energy or taking on anyone else's energy, you want to channel this healing. So you're allowing yourself to be in conduit of a healing so that you can help somebody. They're not the healer. They're assisting in the healing process. Mm-hmm. So is that that was my little freestyle. Did I answer?
You answered the question, but also brought up so many more, because when you were just talking about the different types of healing, I don't know what all of those are. Honestly, the only other type of sound healing that comes to my mind would be like sound healing.
As I say, there's sound healing, which is amazing.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen that. I mean, like, you know, they're doing the bowls and stuff and you're like, okay, what the hell is this? But oh my gosh.
It's incredible.
Like, you almost feel like the switching in your ears, you know, like your body is like changing and it's like, oh my God, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I know that we have some healers or those who channel healing, our practitioners here watching the show. So if you have any things to say, if you want to correct me, or if you have your own experiences, please comment, because we want this to be a full discussion with our co-host.
Yes. And Rob did drop a comment for you.
Let's see. Okay. I'll read it. Healing. I did a healing on someone. I told her, and the cards told her that she needed to take better care of herself. The ulcer flared up again. Would you continue to try to help someone who is not willing to do the work? No, is my answer to that. And that might sound a little harsh, but the whole point of healing is that we aren't the healers. If the person who is coming to us asking us for help isn't willing to do the work, there is nothing that can be done, because it's ultimately they and their higher self that is really doing the healing or accepting the healing. So if you have someone that doesn't really want to accept it, then they already put their intent out there that they're not going to accept it. So there's really nothing you can do. You can maybe offer them another person that they feel comfortable with, maybe, or just say, you know, when you're ready, I'm here. I don't know. What do you think?
This is, I think, the first time in the history of ever where I'm going to say to you that I disagree.
Yeah, that's great. I love
that. I disagree, because with the healing practice that I've been trained in, which is Reiki, Yusui Reiki, is that even if you are performing a healing with an intention to deliver it to a specific person, if they are not open, ready, or willing to receive it, then it will be received wherever it is needed most. So it doesn't matter if I'm working on someone who doesn't necessarily want to receive it. I mean, they're open to receiving it, but I don't think that people should necessarily have to put in any kind of work to facilitate their healing. And if, I don't know, their higher self is not open to receiving that healing, or if they're not doing the things they're supposed to be doing, like taking better care of themselves, stopping drinking, stopping smoking, that sort of thing, I'm still going to do the healing anyway. And maybe that energy will go back into the earth, or it will find some other point in space or time in the future or the past to heal. So Rob says she's willing, but she's not willing to change her stressors to help the healing process. Which can hinder that.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly can hinder the healing process, because that's what it's really all about, is reducing stress, anxiety, lowering blood pressure, allowing the body to heal naturally as it already knows to do. And there are just outside factors that are interfering with that. But if you're allowing her the 30 minutes or an hour, hour and a half, however long you're doing the healing, and you're allowing her that time to relax, then that is 30 minutes to an hour and a half that she wouldn't have had to relax prior to, and to allow her body that time to heal. So even during those healing sessions, she's receiving the energy, and if she isn't, then it's going where it's needed most.
I think I read the question wrong. I'm gonna just put that there. No, seriously, I think I did. But I will say that if she's coming to you, then I think that she's already open. But if there's certain things, and I'll say this: I had someone who wanted a healing and who had asked me for a psychic reading, and I found out that they what they really most wanted in life was being blocked by something that they were doing. Now, I told them the answer to what it was. I mean, it was confirmed multiple times, and they still decided that wasn't what it was. Okay. You don't have to, take what I have to say. This is just an opinion or an option. And unfortunately, the thing that they most wanted, they weren't able to get because they continued on it. But we can send the healing if they're willing to even accept a Reiki session. Then that is, their intent to accept whatever they can get. Will they get the full healing? No. But if they are there for the Reiki session, then that's a step forward, right? If it's someone who you're sending healing without asking for their permission, no. But if they are coming to you for the healing, then at the very least they're getting, the stress reduction, and they're feeling, a spiritual connection or whatever it is that they're feeling. So at minimum, so I do agree with that. Absolutely. Will they get their full result? Probably not if there is something that is actually blocking them from whatever their desire is, but at least they're getting something, which would have been more than they would have had before. So.
Oh, great question though, Rob. Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So there, I fully believe too that there are healers who are bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Where to start? What was that? I cannot remember his name. The guy in, was it Brazil or South America?
You're talking about. Oh, will I get sued if I say his name on here?
I don't know. Let's just keep it vague just in case. But
Yeah, let's
there,
just say he's a he.
yeah, there was a man who was touting himself as a mystical healer, I believe. Please correct me if I'm wrong, in South America somewhere. And turns out he was molesting women and men, I believe too, wasn't it? Or was it just women?
I don't know who or what, but I just so disappointed. So disappointed because I actually know people that went and saw him and they really had a spectacular time. So, like, I didn't want to believe it, but proof is proof. And I was so disappointed because there were a lot of people that he helped. So
I'm sure
that's
that
just.
there were, but okay, here's your first clue that a healer is bullshit, is that they claim that their bodily fluids will cleanse your soul. That's
Was that too soon for you to say after? Was that too soon?
maybe. I don't really care though. I mean, that's just gross and disgusting, and people need to be aware of this kind of stuff. It just don't, all I'm saying is if anybody ever presents themselves to be a healer that is so high up the chain that they are next to God, and then they say that this needs to be done or performed in order to complete your healing process. No. Assault is never okay in any way, shape, or form, no matter how it's delivered, whatever the circumstances are, no is no. So, yes, this is the second time that Rob is hearing people are some are taking advantage of people. And it's super wrong. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. And it's like not only just assault and invading someone's personal space, their body in that fashion. I mean, granted, okay, so because I'm not a massage therapist in the state of Florida, I cannot put my hands on people. That's just law. I can't put my hands on people. So whenever I do a Reiki healing, it's kind of like distance, but in person, if I have the person with me.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of practitioners do that. Mm-hmm.
Right. Like I never touch anybody unless they give me express consent verbally and say, I'm okay with you laying your hands on me. I'm not manipulating any muscles or tissues. I'm just putting my hands on top of their clothing and not in private areas.
No.
Right. Divine energy does not need any physical interaction.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In person, I do put hands nowhere near.
Right.
You know how long it took me to even get to the shoulders? I was like, ooh. Not them, but because I'm like, oh, this is so damn awkward. But a lot of people do like that physical interaction, and that sounds bad, but you know what I mean? Like the shoulders.
Yeah, the power of touch is real.
It really is. And that's how I learned here in the state of Connecticut. So that was fine. Mm-hmm. But I also do a lot of distance healing. So I don't even need to be in the same location as somebody. So that's more of what I do now. But if I do have someone in person, you know, it's nowhere near. Even on the stomach, I'm like, oh God, this is too high up. And this is too, I'm a hover over this.
Yeah, you just hover.
I don't even like breathing on people or them breathing on me. So I'm like, mommy, I'm over here.
We're doing some Kundalini exercises. Blowing off to the side.
My replay, I look so weird. Anyway.
So what exactly happens for you when you're hovering? What is that?
I hold my breath because I don't want to breathe on people. No. So for instance, Reiki, because I also do shamanic healings and stuff like that. And then we were even talking about how after a while, okay, spirit, after a while you start blending things and you start coming up with your own type of healing or even whatever you feel drawn to for that specific person. But first, and I'm sure Rob knows or any other, healing practitioners. There we go. Healing practitioner. That's a good name instead of healers. You want to kind of feel the energy. Where are you drawn? You know, so you first kind of want to do like an aura sweep, you know, is there an area? Huh?
While hovering.
Oh yes. I never touch with the sweep. So you kind of do this and then you'll know, you'll get that little zap or tingling or heat or cold or whatever it is for you of where you need to be. And you say, okay, that's where I'm going to spend more time, but you know, I'm going to do my rounds. So that's kind of like the first thing. You do your little prayer or whatever you want to do to bring in the energy. And then I go over certain areas. So for Reiki, you know, it's the head, you know, the eyes, the forehead, certain symbols to the back of the head, shoulders, arms, you know, all that type of stuff.
I do mine differently.
I guess it really depends on who your teacher is as well. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they have like those little guides that show you how to do all this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's really bizarre. But you do, however, you know what I mean? Sometimes I'll just do this with hands, you know, whatever works. I mean, with Reiki, you can even do it with your eyes. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's really cool.
I've done that before. I've sat there and I said, okay, this is an experiment. I'm going to stare the hell at you for like 30 minutes. Do you feel anything? And they can totally feel it. Mm-hmm. The power of intention.
Yes.
But so I'm just, I kind of go all the way around. I kind of start with the right side, walk around to the left side. And I do that kind of like three times, spending, you know, a few minutes, 3 minutes or so on each part. And if there's anywhere where I feel drawn or if I get any messages, sometimes I actually feel loved ones and angels come in, guides of theirs coming in. So it's like this clusterfuck of healing energy for me when I'm with somebody. How do you do it? Is it, obviously it's a little different, but.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty, like I'm very much an intuitive type of person. Like I'll traditionally start off with the intention and then I don't know what happens. It's like some sort of magical, my energy just intermingles right away. Like as soon as I have permission, whether it's spoken or unspoken, as soon as I have permission, I'm able to kind of like tie right in to what's going on and where exactly I need to be. And sometimes I forget that my client needs some time to relax and to get into that state because I'll just be like, And then they're like, what's happening?
Why I do like with my hands-on approach and going around, I think that's, well, I know that's more for my client than it is for me, because I could look at you and know exactly what's going on with you. You know, I can say, okay, your shoulder, you have a shoulder pain. You know what I mean? I can see it, I can feel that there's color around it. So like I don't need to do that, but I think you know, for like the whole massage or energy healing or the whole relaxation of it. You know what I mean? It's more for them, because I can stand in the corner of the room and direct the healing energy to them, and they would feel the same thing. So, yeah.
Absolutely. That's perfect. I mean, it's fun being able to do that. And Rob is right. Like, there's
He
something
said.
going on. He gets pulsing or wavy energy. I just it's just more like a clear knowing for me, like how I know where something is off or where something needs more attention. But you know, to get back to some of the I don't know, not a misnomer, misconception of a healer is that we don't think that we are doctors. We don't think that we can cure cancer. We can't cure broken bones. We can't cure these diseases and ailments that science is still struggling to find cures for. That's
Yes, please.
not the purpose of what we're doing. Although there are a lot of hospitals that
Yes, they
supplement,
are.
that augment their treatment with Reiki healing.
Connecticut has, in some of their major hospitals, actually have energy healing centers, and they are actually employing their staff to do Reiki, which I thought was really cool because I was going to volunteer. So I was like, yes. Yes. They're starting to accept it. So yeah, hospitals are starting to see that even if it's the power of suggestion, you know, and receiving that by the patient, it's working. Whatever it is, you know, whatever you believe or whatever they believe, it's working. So but we are not doctors, we are not diagnosing anything, we can't cure anything. Know that, you know, the patient, the client, they are huge in the whole process, and you know, they have to be a willing participant, they have to give us permission, and they have to really want it, you know, like their intent, they're wanting to heal or whatever it is the major, you know, factor in all of this.
Yes.
Hey, Jane
Hey,
girl.
Jamie. Yeah, we're not doctors. We can't cure anything, can't fix anything, but what we can do is provide at bare minimum a relaxing atmosphere where you can just be without any stress, without any commitments, without any obligations, for your body to just heal at bare minimum. I mean,
Trust me.
even
No
at
kidding.
maximum, though, I do not believe at all that I can channel higher spirits through me and into someone else, and that somehow makes me better than anybody else. That's.
Anyone who has the intent and wants to do it can do it. So it's not, you know, we're definitely not better than anybody. Absolutely not.
No, that's not the intention. The whole intention of being a healing practitioner is to help others. It's not, I mean, that's the whole basis of healing in that community. It's not to claim to be better than anyone else. I mean, neither one of us are outside of places holding seminars, you know, with thousands of people. Dear God. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm starting to get off the rails. I'm sorry.
It was to do this, to come on here and talk to you guys. Like, I'm sitting here, like, you know, about to drink a like a shot or something before coming on here. I could never do that.
Oh my God.
Maybe in the future, but yeah, I think, like you said, like at bare minimum, we're at least creating that environment where you don't have your kids, you don't have your spouse or significant other, and that is, trust me, worth the price. How much you're paying for a healing, but I can honestly say that every session that I have myself attended, or I have, you know, was the practitioner, every single session, the client left feeling better. I would get, you know, messages afterwards that, you know, things felt better for them. Besides, you know, just the stress and anxiety, you know, even, you know, if someone came in because they were having pain in their leg or whatever, but it wasn't me. You know, we're the conduit. We're either channeling that energy or we're helping you to see your potential, you know, as the client.
Mm-hmm. Or we're manipulating that energy to mm-hmm. help envelop you and help you relax and heal as much as you possibly can. And so Carol asked if we've sought out healing ourselves and are yeah. we able to heal ourselves? So I don't know about you, Kimmy, but I have sought out healing. And actually, Jamie is a fantastic sound healer and an intuitive healer. She's fucking amazing at what she does.
Jamie!
And yes. I have yes. gone to Casadega too and gotten, I laid down on one of those like tables that has the crystals. Jamie and I went together actually, that has the crystals that are supposed to be lined up above you on the table mm-hmm. and then they turn on the infrared light or whatever. And I was like, well, I just paid $40 for nothing. But just because it didn't resonate for me, I'm sorry, you guys, my dog is barking in the background, but just because it didn't resonate for me or didn't make me feel any better doesn't mean that it wouldn't have worked for someone else who was in a very different place.
Absolutely.
So as far as healing yourself, you can. I mean, I can, but mm-hmm. it's for me, it's not as effective as having someone else do it for me because I'm the one kind of like putting in the effort, so to speak. So it doesn't allow for as much healing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. I think that every practitioner should also get routine healing sessions from somebody else because it allows you to let go and to fully accept the healing that's coming through as opposed to like thinking about everything. Or, you know, I do my own healing. So if I'm like not feeling good, if I'm like nauseous or something, I am so focused on, I don't want to be nauseous. This shit sucks. So yeah, I'm doing the healing, but it's not as relaxing where I can really, really let go. Mm-hmm. I would say, I don't want to say at best because it does help. Like if I have a headache or if I'm nauseous, it does go away, but I tend to end up falling asleep, which, hey, whatever, however it goes away is fine with me. But I think that I would get more out of it going to see somebody. So I wonder if that person is watching. I have one of my mentors who I go to, and she's fantastic. Fantastic.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it is better for someone else to help, Rob. And Jamie, you are so right. It's difficult, actually, to just sit and receive, like fully receive without having your mind wander off and go off and do other things or whatever, and allow someone else to assist you.
And that makes a good point because it's like when you're getting a healing from somebody else, you're usually out of your own environment. Mm-hmm. So you have the stressors that you usually have, you know, you don't have a little dog that's like clinging to your ankle or, you know what I mean? Like you don't have, you know, home life or whatnot with you. So you're able to fully let go and kind of enjoy the new environment and out of the stress. And healing, going to healing sessions as a healer, if you've ever heard, you know, healer, heal thyself, or you're no good to anybody else if you're not, you know, healthy. So us always giving of ourselves and doing these sessions can eventually take a lot out of us. You know, we're tired or just always on the go. And so we need to re-energize and revitalize everything if we want to be the best, you know, practitioners that we can be. So absolutely. Mm-hmm. Good question.
Actually when I'm doing a healing, that energy kind of revitalizes and re-energizes me too, oh, which is the same as like when I'm in the middle of a reading, mm-hmm. which kind of brings us right back around to what this was supposed to be all about in the first place. That being a healer is no different than being a psychic or a medium. It's just mm-hmm. a matter of tapping into what's on the other side and using what's available to you in the best way that you know how. Doesn't mean that has to be the same for everybody or that, I mean, we have different ways. You and I both have different ways. Everybody has their own specific individual way where they tap into that. And none of it is right or wrong unless you're molesting people. Don't do that.
Yes. To people and telling them, you know, what they want to hear. Like that's,
yeah,
it's not. And like you said, like it is tapping into, you'll notice that if you've ever done a healing session, you know, yourself as a practitioner, you'll notice that you're channeling this energy, right? So you're basically, I wouldn't even say basically, you are a medium, because that's the definition of a medium. You're channeling information from spirit or source. And so a healer or a healer practitioner, we got to stop saying healer because we don't heal. Well,
I mean, we're not technically practitioners either, because we're not medical personnel, but I mean, it just to, you know, I like it. I like saying practitioner, but just to be clear.
Technically, I mean, we're certified. Mm. I don't know with who, but...
yeah, I mean, I'm certified by my lineage, I guess. I mean, I have like a whole pedigree thing that was.
Yeah, I mean, like, I mean, I don't, I didn't, anyway.
It's all
channeling this energy from somewhere else. So that is the very definition of a medium. Mm-hmm. So anyone who ever does this, they'll realize that they start getting like, you know, information while they're doing these sessions. So that's just another example of how, you know, you're tapping into source energy or your God energy, Christ-like energy, whatever you want to call it, your higher power. So you're getting that energy from somewhere else. It's not from you. So anyone who's saying that they alone can heal you is full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not coming with the right intentions already.
Or if they tell you at the end of a session that this is going to require more sessions. That's a red flag to me. If somebody says what you're suffering from is going to require more sessions, I have a problem with that. Yeah. Now, if they say to me, you might need to come back depending on how you feel, that's totally mm-hmm. different.
Yeah.
But if anybody says require more sessions, I have a problem with it. That's a bullshit healer to me. That's somebody that's just trying to take people's money. But I mean, if it makes you feel better to go and see them, don't come running to anybody else whenever they scam you out of thousands of dollars, you know?
It has to be the individuals, you know, do they want to go see. Like I'll say, if you feel, because the healing energy, let's say for Reiki, can last for a couple of days after the session. Mm-hmm. I know for me, when I first had my session, I had some intense stuff in a good way going on like 3 or 4 days after. But like my practitioner at the time said, if you feel like the energy kind of, you know, go down a little bit and you feel you need another session, reach out to me and we'll set a schedule. But it wasn't like you're going to need X amount of sessions in order to do this. That was definitely not what she said. And that's not what I would ever say to anybody. Mm-hmm. You have to be, as the client, willing to get yourself involved in the healing. So if you want more sessions, or if you feel like you're good, or if you feel like I'm not the right, you know, practitioner for you, by all means, find somebody that's going to help you. Because if you're working with someone who doesn't care about you, that's not good.
No, because we all need to have our clients' best interests in mind. So Jamie asked, she's curious about our thoughts about how divine energy is passed through animals, plants, and non-human beings. To me, this is such a cheesy way to describe it, but the way that I pick up on energy through inanimate objects as well as living objects is, this is so cheesy, but I have to say it. The best visual, if you've ever seen the movie Daredevil, the movie with Ben Affleck, and it starts raining. I know. I'm not saying it's a good movie. I'm just saying if you've ever seen it.
Yeah.
When it starts raining and suddenly he can see everything around him.
Yeah.
The way that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's kind of how, like, if there's a rift in that, you can see that. If there's mm-hmm. something blocking that rain from hitting the ground, you can see where that blockage is.
That.
So it's kind of like energy as if raining, you know, and you're able to hear every single raindrop that's, or most of the raindrops, not every single one, you know, and be able to determine where there's something blocking the rain from hitting the ground. I think that's true for all beings.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What about absolutely. You,
Kimmy? I think just like as a psychic, as a medium, each person, each individual has like their strengths, like how they perceive things or receive things. And so I'm a visual person, but I can also hear. So we'll just say trees. we'll go a little woo woo. Yes, I can actually hear them say something to me. Like they can actually talk to me. I know that sounds really weird.
No, it doesn't.
Same thing with animals. I mean, with the animals, they're a little easier because they're closer to humans. So I can see what's going on. But you can also kind of hear, feel, sense as an empath, which most healers are. I mean, for sure, if you're an empath, you've probably had some healing moments or you've seen lights or something that's interesting. But I can actually feel in my own body when someone is in pain or if they're going through something. If I'm standing near a person who is dizzy or nauseous, I immediately become dizzy or nauseous because they're in my aura field. So I can totally get the hell away from them that's why I try not to go out in public too much when I'm like wide open, I have to shut down. Cause I've had situations where I'm like in the grocery store and I'm like, ow, what the hell? Like all of a sudden my head is like hurting and like I'm limping and I'm like, what the fuck? And then I look over and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna move over here. And then, this one time this lady, like she kept following me throughout the store. And I'm like, it would come back and I would look around and she was right there. And I'm like, okay, we have to hurry up and buy our stuff because this lady, her husband is here. Something's wrong with her leg. And I think her husband had some type of head thing. So,
oh, wow.
So as an empath, you need to shut down when you're going in public. I was really wide open back then. Now I don't really have that issue because I shut down. I'm not so open. So it really depends. You can get information, by touching something. Sometimes you'll just get that knowing. Mm-hmm. I'm a very visual person as well. So sometimes I'll see it and it's kind of like that movie screen in your head. Or if you ever think of a memory, that's kind of sometimes how it looks. But I do have color in mine.
Oh, cool.
So anyway.
That's awesome. Well, I think if everyone is all right with it, Kimmy and I would like to, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I was reading Jamie's thing and maybe I misunderstood. Are you saying like animals giving healing as well? Is that what she was saying or how we give healing to them? Because yes, animals actually are really good healers. Very good healers. They can heal by just being in someone's presence because they're always happy. They have this unconditional love. And I'm sure our friends who are coming back soon will confirm this. Just the pure, happy, unconditional love that they have in their heart for everybody is enough to just instantly heal those around them when they're in their auric field. So, and I've actually done healings on animals and I've had like this shooting blue from them to me. And it was like, as I thought I was healing, the cat was giving back to me at the same time. It was the wildest thing. And they're just natural healers because they have one foot in our world and the other foot in the spirit world. So it's just so much easier for them.
Yeah.
Long story short.
No, I think you're right on point with that. Yeah. You're absolutely right. They're just like pure love. And that's the whole point of a session in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be through your animal or through someone who is a healing practitioner, that it's just pure love from God, source, divine, whatever you want to call it, the ether that is surrounding you at that point in time. And that's what really helps us to heal, if you so believe it to be.
Mm-hmm. So, my dog told me for sure. My little Lexi, my little cockapoo, I was in a really bad way when I got her and probably had no business, taking on a puppy, but she completely helped me with my anxiety and depression. Like she helped me to get up every day, have a schedule, and then just the happiness of watching this, being grow and learning things and being a part of that and seeing how there was no judgment in her eyes for me. She didn't, judge me. She just loved me. And if I was gone, she would act like, her whole world was, like just the smallest little thing. And she changed my life. So animals, pets, they're so healing, super healing.
Yep. They absolutely are. Speaking of pets and animals, though, August 11th, mark your calendars. We're going to be having our animal communicators, Nicole and Courtney, coming back. So two weeks,
so
they'll
good.
be coming back.
Bring your pet questions. No
yeah.
reading, but if you have any questions on how to deal with your pets from an intuitive standpoint, please bring your questions. They are phenomenal. We love them.
Yeah.
Dear friends.
Yes, I love them so much. So I think, Kimmy, we should try to link up a little bit here. And
yes.
Yeah, guys, humorous. If you're watching and you are a healer, please take this time to relax and allow yourself to receive this healing if you so choose. Are you okay, Kimmy?
I'm so excited. I have a hole in my lip. Anyway,
we're going to do a little bit of a mini healing session for all of our amazing watchers. Whether you're here with us now or you happen to join us later, if you're open to receiving it, that's great. If not, that's okay too. Maybe you'll just get to meditate for a couple of minutes. We won't take
Absolutely.
Up too much of your time.
Just watch us. We just, you know, ask that everybody has, you know, the best intentions. And again, whether you're here with us live or if you're watching us, you know, on the replay, you can feel the energy that you're about to experience. Just put the intent out there that you want to feel this energy.
If you
call
can.
Upon whoever, yeah, if you want to call upon whoever you feel, you know, can help with any type of healing. If you want to do that, if you want to just sit and just see if you feel anything, by all means.
Mm-hmm. I would just like to set the intention that this healing be in alignment for the highest and greatest good of whomever might be open to receiving this energy. And Kimmy and I will link up as Reiki practitioners and begin a little bit of an exercise. So if you could just close your eyes. I'm going to do it with you guys so you don't feel stupid closing your eyes while you're watching. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in. Hold it for a second and release through your mouth. Take another big deep breath in through your nose. Hold it. And exhale. With each breath, you're relaxing more and more. And I'm going to go ahead and place my hands up. Showing in some sign that I am sending out healing energy. And I would like for you to just imagine a big, bright, white light shining down straight into your crown chakra. And as the next chakra opens, it's going to be traveling down through your throat. And expanding and expelling any little black particles and specks that do not serve you, getting rid of any negative energy that does not need to be there. And with each breath, that light is going to move farther and farther down into your body, into the next chakra, opening and clearing. Another deep breath. Breathe into your belly. And exhale. Feel the healing white energy, the white light energy that is coming to you and removing things that do not serve you. That white light is moving farther and farther down through your chakras until it gets to your solar plexus. And into your root chakra. Expelling anything that doesn't serve you, those black particles are just being washed out by that healing white light energy. Now imagine that white light is now shooting all the way through your body, from your crown, through your root, and down into the earth. That you're grounded there, that you are safe, that you are fully connected. Another big deep breath. And what I would like for you to do is to imagine that crown chakra just closing gently, ever so gently closing, That white light that's coming out of your root chakra and down into the earth is still there. It's still there, keeping you tied, tethered, connected. Everything is closing up. Black particles have been removed. White light is contained. And now my hands are calming down a little bit. How are you feeling, Kimmy?
Yeah, there's definitely buzzing.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like somebody really needed this.
Yeah.
You don't have to, put your information out there, but I feel like there was, I mean, a lot of people got something out of this and will continue to get something out of it, but there's a female
I felt that too.
who's having family problems. I don't know if it's a partner she's having issues with. I almost feel like there's multiple family members that she's having issues with. Something where either she's not accepted or there's something she wants and no one is supporting her on it, or either, there's a change in her and she's starting to feel a little bit alone. So I feel like there's a little bit of maybe arguments, a little bit of negativity around there. So you don't have to put your information out there if you don't want to, but I really feel like that female really needed this right now. So, but I do hope that everybody got something out of it. And if you did feel something, let us know what you felt, or if you saw anything, or if anything came up to the surface that you want to share, please let us know.
Thanks, Rob. When the light came in, yeah, I get dizzy too
Yeah.
when I allow that to come in like full force.
You feel this lightness, this even sometimes I don't want to say like you can't breathe, but it's just so like it's filling you, you know what I mean, in a good way. So that was, I needed that because I had a hell of a day at work. This week has been crazy, so
Me too. Me too. And just in case anybody is wondering, this is my little offering back to the universe to rub my hands and to offer it back. That's just my offering after a healing. That's something that I do to give back as a thank you for allowing this to happen. So thank you for being here, Carolyn.
Did anyone feel anything? Did you feel any tingling, or even if it was just a calm, or if you felt anything in your body? We'd love to know. And that's okay if you didn't. It doesn't, you don't always have to feel it. Sometimes it's just a knowing. Maybe a thought came up in your head of something that you need to release, something that maybe you were overthinking and now you just got the clarity to just kind of let it go and just let whatever happens, happens. Let us know. Wow, that was relaxing. I feel like taking a nap.
I know, Nate. It was like midway through. I'm talking about throat chakra, and then I was like, oh, this is nice.
Like a little, like a feather, like I could just float
Forgot to say the rest of the chakras, but that's okay.
away.
Like
Okay.
that's
And even if you don't know what a chakra is or where it belongs or whatever it was, it doesn't matter. It'll go. So Terry's crown chakra was tingling. Yes, mine was too. I even felt in my third eye. If anyone ever gets like that little tingling there, that's your third eye opening. But I definitely was getting a lot in my crown chakra, as well as obviously the palm chakras. But like it was buzzing, so I knew that somebody really got a healing from that, even if it was just the words that were spoken afterwards or during. I know that somebody needed that for sure. And Carol felt some tingling and love and energy.
You know
Yes,
what? I just have to tell you guys, and I think I've mentioned this before, but hi, Julie. But if you're the type of person who's into the tingles that happen, watch ASMR videos on YouTube.
what is it?
Autosomal meridional response, ASMR.
Okay.
ASMR videos. And there are people on there that do Reiki healings, like they're legit Reiki practitioners that do ASMR videos to give you tingles on purpose.
I love the tingles. The
Oh.
tingles are the best. Like I got one right here. So I also saw I saw multiple higher entities and beings and, you know, people and spirits come through. But I definitely saw Archangel Raphael, very, very tall and big. So if you connect with him, he was there. I saw Michael. There were other energies as well. But even if you don't connect with that, it doesn't matter, because it's just pure love and just accepting and putting that intention out there to receive that. So that was really good. I feel like we can say goodnight now. I'm just playing.
I mean, we could say goodnight.
But for those who may not, if you don't mind, I would like to do a little exercise myself.
Yes.
Everybody who would like to participate, whether you do a healing modality, or if you don't, or if it's something you're thinking about, or maybe we just like gave you the aha moment and you want to look into it a little bit more, do some research, whatever. I just want to give you a little example of kind of how it feels. So if everyone can set the intention of just feeling this healing energy in the palm of your hands, you can close your eyes if you want to, you don't have to. Well, actually don't, because then you won't be able to see me. But I just want you to take your hands and just rub them. So you might see mediums also do this as well. Some like that, like they're, oh, I'm getting spirit. Some people just do that, but because they're starting to feel stuff. But I want you to rub your hands together. Just get that in there, put the intent to feel something in between your hands. What you're going to do is you're going to feel a little portion of the energy, and there's so much more to be tapped into. But now we're nice, and you can get crazy with it if you want to. I'm a little bit of a maniac when it comes to stuff, but now I just want you to lightly go in and out, and you probably have seen this exercise before, but for those of you who haven't, you should be feeling a little something tingling in between your hands, and then go out a little bit further, come back in, and now you'll start to almost feel like this bubble, like almost like you can feel a little bit of a stop. And if you don't feel that, rub your hands together, put the intent, and then the wider you go, you'll still feel it, but now you'll feel like an even bigger push. And that's the energy building up in your hands, because as we all know, everything is made out of energy. So you're actually feeling this energy now. And so it's just a small portion of what we feel when we're doing healing. So you can take this healing ball if you want. You can make it ginormous. You can send it out to the world. You can give it to yourself. But just feel that. Feel that. What I'm going to do with mine, and I'm just going to do it a little bit because I feel like it needs to be a little bit bigger, but you'll feel it. And you might even start to see an aura around your hands.
I actually feel resistance trying to put my hands together.
Yeah, because what it's doing is it's wanting to get larger and larger. And my hands are like tingling like crazy, but you're also feeling that resistance, which is your hands pushing on that energy. Mm. So let us know if you can feel this, but I'm going to send this to all of you
and
to everyone who's watching. So I hope you can not only feel what's in your hands, but also feel what I'm sending to you. So we're just sending healing all around.
Oh, I'm
today.
Doing it again. Yes. Let's do this. I'm sending my bubble.
And sometimes if you do it at like in the dark, sometimes you can see almost like a very light web of energy. Mm-hmm. And now I'm even feeling, okay, I'm feeling tingling on my head as well. And I mean, you can go out as big as you want and you'll still feel it. You'll still feel it. I know this looks a little weird, but bear with
me. I'm feeling it with you too. I got my hands, hang on, I just gotta hold them up higher.
Absolutely love this. So anybody who says that this stuff is not real, just show them this. I mean, this is all you need to know. Like, we work with energy and that's what it is. Everything is made out of energy. So I'm going to throw this to you.
And so I throw it out there too.
So we're sending healing to everybody. And there's so many wonderful healing modalities out there that, you know, do your research. If there's something that piques your interest, you know, look into it. Or if you just like meditating and just, you know, using your intuition, whatever it is that works with you, or if you just like being a client and getting, you know, the healings. Mm-hmm. Hey, we all do.
I love getting healings. I'm a healer too, but I love getting healings. And hi, Jose, and hello, Vanessa. So glad you could join us, Jose.
Vanessa, hi. Hey, Jose Joe. He's probably so annoyed with that name. So anytime you want to feel that energy, just rub your hands together and just start off small and let that energy build up. You will guarantee you'll feel that. And it's, again, just a small portion of the energy that you really can feel if you, you know, want to become a healing practitioner. Mm-hmm. There's Reiki, there's shamanic healing, there's tapping, there's angelic healing, there's
sound healing,
there's theta healing. I've done theta healing, which is a very interesting thing.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of these healing modalities, another thing that they have in common is that the chakras that you were just talking about, is that when we don't clear our chakras, they become blocked. And so you start feeling these things in your body and then they become physical. Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, healing is a good practice to have, you know, find a healing practitioner or even just getting away and having time to de-stress, because emotions, they will stay in your body and then they become physical things.
Yep.
So if you don't learn anything else from this episode, learn that.
Yes, for sure.
So we have, 3 minutes left? If there's any other questions?
It does, Carolyn. It feels like opposing magnets. That's exactly what I felt too.
Yeah.
It was like pushing.
Absolutely.
But,
and it also just goes to show you how much, okay, maybe I need a little more energy. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like our aura is like so big. So to keep this energy ball so small, you're only going to heal but so much. So this is a really quick healing that you can do on yourself. You don't have to be, you know, skilled in a healing modality. You can totally do that anytime you want to. You can put it on yourself or rub your hands together, feel the energy, and then just put your hands on your chest or your head or whatever and see how you feel. Mm-hmm. Put that intention out there to channel any type of healing or pure love, whatever you want to call it. And just, how do you feel after it? Does it make you feel calm? If it does, then it totally worked for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so good. So good. Well, everybody, we thank you so very much for being here with us tonight, and we hope that you enjoyed the healing, very mini healing session that we held for you. Mm-hmm. I think that was the shortest session I've ever done, ever.
Oh, yeah. Usually like an hour and a half. Usually say, okay, 45 minutes. Yeah, it always goes longer.
Yep.
A lot of good things coming up for our coaches out there. So I hope you're here with us. We have something, we have somebody coming next week, and I'm thinking that we should call it Confessions of a Medium.
Okay.
We might have some mediums come on and share some stuff with people. So we do have a guest coming next week, and we also have the wonderful Pet Communicators coming back the week after that. Love them.
Yes.
Nicole and Courtney. So we have a lot of good things coming up, so stay with us. Watch the replay if you missed any of this, and as always, mm-hmm. we love having you.
Yes.
You are a huge part of our show.
Big, big part. And we love all you guys.
Absolutely.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.